hackers, and your thoughts may go to companies and people victimized by credit fraud. For the coming election, Hawaii is getting some help from the feds to make sure voter hacking isn't here and added to the list of compromised states. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Knowing that this has happened in 20 other states is really daunting because, you know, clearly elections are in the scopes of hackers. What's being done to make sure that we're not among those states that are attacked?
And by the way, Arizona and Illinois are two states that for sure had their security breached. Well, Hawaii officials tell us they've been in touch with the FBI. They've talked with the Department of Homeland Security to make sure that we don't become one of those states whose election systems are hacked. Security, by the way, is already in place. And what the elections office is telling us is that they are heeding recommendations from the federal government. By the way, they're not telling us what those recommendations are for security reasons. And that kind of makes sense, given that people that are trying to hack into the system are trying to probably do a lot of damage. No word on exactly who's doing the hacking. The one congressman suspects that it's the Russians, but we don't have that totally confirmed yet.
That almost sounds like the plot of a movie. But
it does.
You know, obviously, without telegraphing what's happening and what other measures have been put into place this time around, is there any sense that anything is going to change for the voter?
No, they shouldn't experience anything different. And by the way, we're talking about the actual voter registration database, the collection of all the names. That's something that's put together by each county clerk, and then they share that information with the state. That's a huge database. You know, 720,000 people are on that. The hacking thus far has not involved the actual tabulation machines, the way that we count the votes. And the state tells us those things are secure as well, no danger at this point. We also spoke to the Oahu County Clerk, who said the same thing. They're being vigilant. They're making sure that something doesn't happen, but these intrusions are not unheard of.
For people who have yet to register, though, they only have until Monday. And so that's really the part that we're focusing on with all these additional security members, that when they go to register, that their information will be safe.
Right. And that is the concern because, as you know, online registration is becoming a reality, not online voting, but online registration. And, you know, surely folks don't want to have that information compromised, their home address, other information that is private. And we're not seeing that happening right now. And so that's the word to comfort voters out there, that you're not going to get in trouble. And yes, you do have until Monday to register. It is kind of ironic to think that Hawaii's taking precautions against hacking, given that we have such low voter turnout. But hopefully we can change that metric as well by November the 8th. It sure would be some nice welcome news for a change.
One can always be optimistic. Thanks, Chad. Talk to you in the morning.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair joins us every day with a reality check.